Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that tonight we have the privilege of worshiping you, to be called your people, to have your Spirit dwelling within us. And so, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you help us to be a worshiper to the Father. Help us to express our gratitude tonight to the Father for his wonderful care and his love. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. And Father, we do lift up the wonderful, majestic name of Jesus Christ. We honor and praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you did at Calvary. We thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus, to redeem us, to make a way so that we could become born again, reborn from above, now be called children of God and have eternal life. Praise you for it, Father. Hallelujah. We cannot express everything that we feel, everything that we know. We just worship you and bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll shake hands with a couple more people. And you can be seated. Those of you that are watching online, we welcome you to Sunday night service at Rhema Bible Training. Rhema Bible Church, and here on the Rhema Bible Training College campus. And so we encourage you to receive right where you are, just as these people here are receiving where they are right here tonight. It's good to see everyone tonight. Everybody happy? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I understand that when you ask a question like that, you know, you find people at various situations, various stages of ranging from happy, you know, glad, sad, mad scale kind of thing. And, you know, and so we all go through things. How many of you have gone through a few things in your life already? And so how many of you have ever been in situations you didn't know what to do? I've been in a few of those myself. Matter of fact, more than a few. And so I'm going to share something tonight with you. This felt like God put it on my heart, just a quiet little whisper in my heart as I was seeking the Lord about what to share. Was to a key as to do when you don't know what to do. What can you do when you don't know what to do? And so I'm going to title this tonight, Decide to Praise God. That's so simple, but decide to praise God. And I'm going to tell you up front, and I'm going to tell you many times in this lesson, you may not know what else to do, but you can always praise God. You can never go wrong praising God. And if we would really understand the value of praising God and the power that can be experienced in praising God, we would do it more often, and not just when the music starts. And I know that if I ask how many musicians we have here tonight, you know, we might not have a whole lot. But how about if I ask how many praisers do we have, and how many worshipers do we have? Well, that ought to be talking about you. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, I sincerely hope he's talking about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some time ago, I heard somebody say that if you want to influence and move people in a certain direction, then you can use or control three things: the media, movies, and music. And I would have to say that there's a lot of agendas that are brought into play in the songs that are sung, the media that's of course, you got lots of different kinds of media now. You got printed media, you got social media, you got all kinds of media that has, you know, and all of that's trying to move. There are movies with agenda. Sad to say, movies aren't always just fun. There are people that make movies to try to get a message across. And so sometimes we're not as, can't be as relaxed about it and just enjoy a movie. Because all of a sudden we see there's, oh, I get the message. And then you have to decide whether you like the message or not. Isn't that right? But I want to talk more about the music side of it just for a moment. Music affects people more than they realize. And more than most people realize. I know that there's times when I was not living for God, and I was constantly living or listening to country and western music. That was just I grew up in Kansas, and that's kind of what we had out there. And I grew up listening to that, and constantly listening to that, and. You know, and I like the sound, I like the beat, I like the twang and all of that, you know, and everything. And I didn't really, you know, think too much about the words, you know. I remember one of the first songs I learned was some old stinking song from Hank Williams called "Your Cheating Heart Will Tell on You." You know, I told Bill Ray one time, I said, he asked me if I was going to sing a special, and I said, yeah, I'm going to sing "Your Cheating Heart," and I'm going to invite all the cheaters down to the altar. Anyway. So anyway, music affects people. You know, and I didn't really realize that what I was listening to had an effect upon my life. It caused me to have certain moods, it caused me to have certain outlooks, certain expectations. Because after a while, you listen to it long enough, it gets ingrained in you. Now, I'm happy to tell you that I don't remember any more of that song than just what I just mentioned. I've been spending 40 years moving away from that. You know, because I want my truck back, and I want my house back, and I want my dog back. You just have to play it backwards, you know. Anyway. See, the words of a song can either build up your faith or tear it down or weaken it. You understand what I mean? And so we have to be... I'm going to speak for myself. I have to be careful what I listen to. I found out I can't have strong faith and just listen to anything I want. Well, I could have got a lot better amen on that. I can't just listen to any kind of music that I want to. Every once in a while, I'm traveling and I'll hit the button and it'll scan and here comes a country song that I remember. Or my wife and I'll be out eating dinner someplace and they'll have music playing and I, all of a sudden, oh, they're playing a song I knew. I remember that song. You know what I'm saying? Kind of thing. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like those old tentacles, musical tentacles of the past are trying to reach out and try to grab me again. And I'm saying, you're not getting me because I've got a new song to sing. I said, I got a new song to sing. Some people could change their whole life if they would decide to praise God instead of grumbling, griping, and complaining and ending up getting depressed about things. I remember the first church I pastored right after I left Rhema was a Methodist church 17 miles out in the country up in Kansas. And I used to say it was the largest dairy farmer in the county, but he wasn't that big. I'm talking about his dairy operation, not him, although he was a big guy. But he was on the verge of bankruptcy when I got there. Some of you got that. Some of you wondering what I... he was on the verge of bankruptcy when I took over the pastorate of the church. And so I went to visit him and encourage him. And I'm fresh out of Raymond, you know, believe God, you know. Let's believe God. Let's declare, let's walk the property. Let's claim, I'm telling you what, we possess what our feet trod on, you know. He looked at me like I was talking a foreign language. And he said, I don't much believe in that. And so then he said, then he went on to tell me, and I spent time trying to encourage him with that. And we had, he didn't much want to do that. We had some other problems. So he said, well, you could pray about this. And boy, I'm telling you, God moved and was endeavoring to show him some answers, you know, and just did some miraculous things for him. But he just wouldn't agree about believing for anything about saving his farm. And the other problem he had was that he was just depressed. And there are times he said, I'll tell you, Pastor, he said, I can feel the depression coming on. I just have to go to the house. He said, I'm done for the day. I said, why don't you just, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I said, why don't you just start praising God? He said, I'd rather die than sing a song. And he lost the farm, and he's in heaven now. And as last I knew, he never did change. But there is a way out of the biggest problems you could ever think of. You can praise your way out of it. You can praise your way out of it. I know you can. We've got a biblical example of it. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 and verse 18. And I'm going to read through verse 21. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. And it says this, for Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. Verse 19, he did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's dead womb. Verse 20, no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. So we see that Abraham had an impossible situation. He's almost 100 years old. Sarah's 90. And he still does not have a child like God promised. So what is he going to do? There's nothing left to do except praise God. And it says he praised God. He believed God, but what do you do while you're believing and you hadn't seen what you're believing for? Best thing you can do is praise God. Just keep praising God. Just keep praising God. I said, just keep praising God. Amen. When all hope is gone, just keep praising God. I said, just keep praising God. Amen. Glory to God. There's times when you don't know the answers and it looks like you're in trouble. But you ought to just take time and praise God and say, God, I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to magnify the name of the Lord. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm not going to talk about the problem. I'm going to praise my Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's what Abraham did. He says in verse 20, he gave praise and glory to God. Say it with me. He gave praise and glory to God. When you don't know what else to do, you can always praise him. Amen. And so it's always, you can't go wrong praising God. I don't think God's ever going to tap you on the shoulder and say, you need to stop praising. Would you stop praising? You have been at this all day. I don't think you'll ever hear that. I think God would say, I'm going to show up. If he's going to do that, if he's going to praise God all day, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up to the party.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to recognize that. Abraham was that way. He gave glory to God. He gave praise to God. If you study Abraham's travels in his life, you'll find everywhere he went that he built an altar, and there he would worship and praise God. This is what he did. You know, if you read the story of Abraham, you'll find out that he was imperfect in his faith, just like we are, always working on some part of our faith, aren't we? We're always working on some part of it. How many of you are working on some part of your faith? Well, you ought to have your hand up, because everybody ought to be working on that. Isn't that right? And but he, you know, as he started out where he was, able to believe what he could, but he had to grow strong in faith. He had to become to the place where he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. But in the middle of all of that, he made some mistakes. Can you believe that? How many of you can say, oh my goodness, he made... Well, listen, you know, how many of you made mistakes? I tell you, I've made a number of mistakes trying to get my faith to work and trying to... I was at a church one time, and I preached about some things and how I did some things, and it went wrong and everything. And so the pastor came up and he said, I got a title for your message. And I said, what is that? He said, Misdirected Faith. I said, thank you very much. And so, anyway, I learned that there are times, like Abraham did, he didn't get it right. He listened to Sarah and had a child with Hagar. There were he got thinking in his own mind, and he told Sarah, he said, now tell them you're my sister. Because he said, I'm afraid they'll kill me. Well, you could just think of it this way. If God made you a promise and it hadn't come to pass yet, and you're believing, let me tell you something. It's too soon to die. Amen.
Amen.
But he didn't think that way, see? And so he had some mistakes that he made along the way. We're not condemning him. We're learning from him. Isn't that right? And so what he did in the middle of all of that, when he was making mistakes, imperfect faith and everything, he kept on building altars and worshiping God. Kept on building altars and worshiping God. Let me tell you something. You ought to worship God out of the altar of your heart toward God. You know, you might not get everything right. You might not have everything perfect, but you ought to be able to worship God out of the altar of your heart to God at any given time. Don't get quiet on me now.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I just looked at my own life, and as I was a worshiper of God and didn't know anything else to do, and I'm telling you, that really was probably what kept me on track. On track. Well, I worship God anyway. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm going to worship God anyway. He didn't tell everybody. Now, all you perfect people, worship me. You understand what I mean? No. Don't wait till you're perfect, because that would mean you don't praise him down here. You'd praise him when you get to heaven. Say, praise him now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know some people say, well, you know, when I get to heaven, you know, I hear in heaven they're going to be praising God, you know, just continuously and all of that, you know. You know, I don't know. That's fine for heaven, but you know, down here on earth, I'm busy. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how it's going to be. They might stick you on the back row of the heavenly choir if you don't practice down here. I'm kidding. Amen. And so you have to recognize that it's time to praise God down here while you're here on earth, even when things aren't, when you didn't get everything right. You say, well, I just don't know. You know, I've just been doing what I've been doing, and I just don't know if God want to hear from me. Well, he'd probably want to hear from you praising him rather than what you've been doing. So let's make a switch. Let's go ahead and praise him. Praise God, you're merciful to me. Praise God, you're not giving up on me. Praise God, you're not telling me it's over. You went too far. Isn't that right? Now, Abraham praised God by faith. He didn't have any reason to praise God in the natural, in that sense. He didn't see any the promise of God come to pass. He didn't praise God because he said, I think I see the promise. I think I see it. Some people, they say, I think I'm going to praise God because I kind of feel like my healing's coming. Now, my friend, listen to me. You ought to just start praising God whether you feel anything or not. Right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Abraham praised God, and that strengthened his faith. It built his faith up, caused his faith muscles to be strong. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you start praising God by faith, it takes faith to praise God. You know, you're praising someone you never saw. That's an act of faith. Isn't that right? And so I want to encourage you. How many of you can praise God? Amen. Come on, it's not a trick question. How many of you can praise God? Amen. How many of you believe that God exists? Amen. And that you can praise him? Amen. Let me tell you something. You got enough faith that if you'll just activate that faith and keep it activated by praising God, let me tell you something. What you need's coming to you. Amen. I said, what you need's coming to you. Amen. I said, what you need's coming to you. Amen. Amen. The devil's a liar. That's right. I said, the devil's a liar.
That's right.
He tell you, your faith is not working. You hadn't seen anything. Well, my God, that's why I'm walking by faith.
That's right.
I'm not going by sight.
That's right.
Come on, devil.
Amen.
You dummy.
Yes, sir.
I've chosen to walk by faith and not by sight. I've chosen to praise him when I hadn't seen anything, when I don't feel any different, when it doesn't look like there's any hope. I'm going to tell you something. Of course I don't see anything yet, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get my faith in action, and so therefore I shall see.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, devil, when it shows up, I'm not inviting you to the party. Because you've been so rude to me.
Yeah.
So learn to use the faith you have instead of wishing you had more faith. You got enough faith to praise God, don't you? I'm going to tell you something. If you got enough faith to praise God, you got enough faith to get an answer. Amen. Amen. Praising God will bring hope into hopeless situations, bring peace in the midst of the storm, and cause the impossible to become possible. Absolutely. You get into a flow where praising God, the praises flow up and the blessings flow down. Charles Trombley said, the secret, if there is one, of the faithful men and women of God in the Bible was their ability to praise God when the going got tough. They weren't any different in nature, human strength, or personality than we are, except that whenever they found themselves in a tight situation, they invariably cast themselves upon the Lord through praise. Somehow it lifted them out of their little world into God's great big one. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. Praise will take you out of a little place that you might seem to be locked in, into the big possibilities of God, that God has spoken of in his word. Praise God. Somebody say you ought to praise God. Praising God brings God on the scene. unlocks the supernatural, opens the doors of opportunity for you, changes your life. I think we ought to praise him some more. There's great value in praising God. When you don't know what else to do, then you ought to praise God. Isn't that right? You can never go wrong praising God. Amen. Have I told you that you, if you don't know what to do, you ought to praise God? Good. See, what may be impossible in man's realm, and men may have, the smartest men in the world may tell you that this is the way it is. These are the parameters. This is the boundaries. This is what can happen and what can't happen. But I want to tell you something. When you praise God, you're operating in God's realm where things become possible. That's it. Because you see, praising God, if you learn to just praise God no matter what, you'll find out that praising God is often an expression of your faith. It's the voice of faith, praising God anyhow, praising God anyway. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm praising God. Amen. I'm happy anyway. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I don't know what you... I came to have a good time. Yes, sir. I came to have a good time in the Lord. And I can tell you that you can too. Maybe you got big problems. Maybe you got deadlines staring you in the face. Maybe you've had somebody tell you bad news. But I want to tell you something, if you'll praise God. God can turn it around for good. What the devil meant for bad, God can turn around for good. I said, what the devil meant for bad, God can turn around for good. I'm telling you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praising God is an act of faith. Praising God in spite of what you may be going through shows that you do believe. So I think most people have more faith than they think they do. It's just that they don't know how to keep it, how to activate it sometimes. They don't know how powerful the faith is that they have. And they don't know what to do between the time of asking and the time that they actually see what they ask for. And most of the time, that's simply praising God and keep thanking God. Father, I do thank you. I do praise you. I do want to thank you and praise you. And you know, the thing that happens is that we do too little of that. Father, I do want to thank you for meeting that need, for turning that around. We haven't seen anything yet, but we have asked God for it. But if you're like a lot of Christians, I hope you're not, but like a lot of Christians, they'll do a quick thank you up to heaven once in a while. Thank you, Father. And they call that praising God. But I want to tell you something. What if you ever got into just carried away and started praising God for an hour? What if you start getting carried away and really got fanatical and you just decided, I'm going to praise God all day? You think, well, Brother Yoder, you're just not in touch with reality. I have to work. Well, that's true. I do too. But I can keep praising God as an attitude in my heart. And every chance I get, I can be. I don't have to have a Holy Ghost dance to go with it. I don't have to be running the building. I don't have to be jumping up and down and doing, you know, some kind of dance. You know, people. I think I got a pretty good dance. But people they accuse me of having it, some kind of chicken dance. I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you, that's wrong. Because my mama raised chickens, and I never did see a chicken dance. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Somebody ought to give praise to God. Somebody needs to praise God. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Paul and Silas praised God. They were in faith. They didn't sit down and cry and moan and accuse one another of missing God. They didn't do anything like that. They praised God. They sang. They praised loud enough. They didn't do it quietly under their breath. It says the prisoners heard them. They lifted their voice. They lifted their voice and praised God. And praised God in the midnight hour. It looked like it was all over. Looked like there's no way out. All hope is gone. Them praising God, praising God, praising God, praising God. I'm going to tell you something. When you start praising God in the midnight hour, let me tell you something. There is something about our Father God that leans over the banisters of heaven. And I'm telling you, he can't help himself but show up in the middle of the praise party that you're having where you're praising God no matter what's happening. I'm telling you, God shows up. Amen. Hallelujah. I know, some people, I watched them. They get into, the spirit gets moving and they have these smooth moves, and everything. And they start grooving, moving in the grooving, Others, they got the shakes. There's not much grooving, but there's a lot of shaking. You know what I'm saying? That's probably me. I don't know about that grooving part, but I probably got more shaking. But I'm going to tell you something. When you don't care what you look like to the neighbor, and when you don't care when man's opinion matters less than having God's presence, let me tell you something. You just start praising God and having your praise God and having a hallelujah time, glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. God shows up. He breaks the chains. He opens prison doors. He answers. He brings answers that they said you couldn't have. Have I told you that if you don't know what to do, you ought to praise God? I wanted to make sure I tell you that you can't go wrong by praising God. Amen. Sometimes you just got to put the brakes on all the junk that's going on in your life, and you just got to decide that you're going to host a praise party, and you're going to send an mandatory invitation to me, myself, and I. Amen. And you're going to show up and you're going to have your time of praising God, of glorifying God, of getting your eyes off of the problems and getting your getting them onto the promise of God until that which God has spoken is more real than what's been going on in this world. Yes. You can get to a place where the things of this earth go strangely dim. As the old song says, God can't resist crashing your party when you keep praising him. Now, I don't know that he shows up too much on the few thank yous, although thank yous is necessary. But I'm talking about when you just decide, okay, I'm going to set some time aside and I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify him. God, I don't know what else to do. I'm praising you. I'm glorifying you. I'm going to tell you, Lord, I'm so proud of you. You're the best God I know. Glory to God. There's none like you. None compares like you. You're mighty. You're magnificent. You're majestic. You're beautiful. You're glorious. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. Psalm 67 and verse 5 and 6. I want you to get this one. It shows you the power of praise. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then, everybody say then.
Then.
Then. Say it again.
Then.
Then. Say it one more time.
Then.
Then. The earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. People have been waiting around. I just don't know why I don't have God's blessings. You know, I'm believing. I just tell you, I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing, believing, believing. Well, let me tell you something. Change your face and start praising God. Get a smile on your face and start praising God. You said, but Brother Yoder, when? When? Just keep praising God. You got to get your mind off of the when and get it on who.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
Come on now. Stand to your feet. What are you going to do? I said, what are you going to do? I made up my mind. Hallelujah! Glory! Somebody ought to praise God.
I said, somebody ought to praise God. Been defeated.
Come on!
And death couldn't hold you down. We're going to lift our voices.
Hallelujah!
Oh, so hallelujah!
Look at your neighbor and say, you know, you ought to praise him. The devil thought he had you, but you found a way out. Woo! The devil thought he had you. Oh, but you listen to me. There is always a way out to those who praise God. I need to tell you something tonight. If you don't know what to do, praise him. You can never go wrong praising God. You can never go wrong praising God. Praising God is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Praise God. It's the right thing. Hallelujah. It's working. I said it's working. I said it's working in your life. Your faith is working right now. I said your faith is working right now. It's working right now. The answer's on the way. God is moving. Oh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I guess maybe you could quit if you feel like you praised enough. I'm going to tell you something. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship him right now. Worship him. Just lift your hands and worship him right now. Just worship him. Reverence him. Honor him. He is here in this place. Worship you. Magnify you. Oh, Father, we bow before you. We honor you. Magnify your name. Oh, I see that. I sense it. I sense it. Yes, yes, yes. Your healing power is flowing. Your providing power is here. Your delivering power is here. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Answers. Oh, you didn't come empty-handed, did you? No, no, I see that. You came. You came with things that people have been believing for. Oh, you're here. Oh, help. Oh, ha 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 ba ta sa ha. Sa pa ta ha ha sa ha. Ya ha ha. So receive. So receive. Receive now. Receive that which you desire here. That which you have longed for and have believed for. Yes, yes, yes. Receive. Hallelujah. We worship you. You're worthy to be praised. Father, we worship you. There's none like you. No one that can do what you can do. No one that has the power you have. No one that can be everywhere all at once except you. No one that knows all the answers except you. You're the mighty God, the true God. Hallelujah. The only God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Say it with me. Glory, 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 ha 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 ha. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Magnify you. Magnify you. Magnify you. Hallelujah. You make that plain. You make that clear, Lord. I'll do that. You make it clear. Ha ha ha. Batula si parahandi. Efrahutatas smikeredi hipotundi si tili. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Some of you need to check your body. Some of you, some of the things, healing's already taking place. I have this in my spirit. Somebody's going to find their answer when they get home. Somebody's going to find their answer when they get home. When they get home. Ha, ha, ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. You see, he woke saha ta ta. While you've been in the Lord's house, he was at your house. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. 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 Oh, we worship you and magnify your name. Bless your name. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. You magnify your name. Bless your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now, did you know that you can take this with you? You can take this with you. You can live. You can live in this. Stir this up and live in this. You can. It's on. You can have it on tap anytime you want it. You can praise Him. You can magnify Him, and you can just bring forth glory to God anytime you want. Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something. I found this to be a way to a new life, a way into the things that no man thought I could. And when they didn't give me a chance, there was a way. God moved and brought me through. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to encourage you to decide tonight to be a praiser of God. Be a praiser. Make that decision in your heart right now. I'm not just going to give a few thank yous. I'm not going to toss a few coins of praise up to God. But I'm going to put some serious money out there of praise. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna put up some serious praise. I'm not just gonna throw a few trinkets of praise up toward heaven. I'm gonna put some serious praise up. Decide to be a praiser of God. And you'll find that things will be different for you. Your outlook will be different, and you'll be able to see things that you could not see before. Solutions will become clear and confusion will go. Depression shall leave, and you'll be able to walk with strength and energy that you didn't have before. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands up. Let's just thank Him right now. If you'll become a praiser of God, God will move in your life in a new way. Father, we thank you now. Bless these people as they go. We thank you, Father God, that as these people, as they're here tonight, and that they may have needs. And so we thank you, Father God, for prayer workers that are coming, and they'll be here to people be able to pray with them, Lord God, and connect with you. And Father, we just thank you for that. We just thank you now for meeting every need of these people tonight. You heard their praises, and you saw their hearts. And oh, Father, none of us are perfect, but Lord, we're praisers. We're worshipers of you.